Let's get to our regular check-in on how the news of the week is playing out on social media. Joining us now is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello. Try not to touch my face.
We all are.
Very difficult.
Well, everyone is talking about this. Actually, there was a video I saw on Twitter of an authority saying people should stop touching their face. And then she immediately puts her finger in her mouth to wet it so she can turn the page that she's looking at. What are you seeing on social media about coronavirus?
The struggle is real. Terry Segreen, for instance, he's saying, I'm trying not to touch my face. And he's just got a big N-O on his back of his hand. So he remembers, do not touch my face. People are reconsidering, though, the handshake in the event of the coronavirus spreading. And there is an infographic, which I love, that I got from the regional director of the International Red Cross, breaking down some of the ways that we are now working out how do we greet people. There is just the awkward wave, so standing a few feet away from each other and just waving. There's the Thai wave, which is the hands together, which is very nice. Although Dhiraj Kumar says, how about the Indian Hindu greeting Namaste, which is the hands together and bowing. You don't have to touch the other person. Getting a lot of play, the elbow. So you touch your elbow with the person you would normally shake their hands with. And Tony Gale, who's a medical professional, says it is the friendliest, easiest, still hygienic way to greet someone and was advocated by public health officials during the Ebola outbreaks in Africa. But Ellie has a debate with him and says that elbow that you just sneeze your lungs out into, ooh. All right. I mean, we could go on all day about the coronavirus and how to greet people.
You could also just like greet somebody by like texting them from across the room.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Smiley face. Let me ask you about another story that's making the rounds on social media. Some of our listeners may remember former Republican Congressman Aaron Schock of Illinois, who resigned from Congress in 2015 over a financial scandal, was charged with defrauding the government and filing false tax returns. He reached an agreement with prosecutors last year and those charges were dropped. Now, for a long time, he had denied saying he was gay, but yesterday he officially came out in a statement posted on Instagram. He said, the fact that I am gay is just one of those things in my life in need of explicit affirmation to remove any doubt and to finally validate who I am as a person. In many ways, I regret the time wasted in not having done so sooner. We should note, Femi, that when he was in Congress, he voted against the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, as well as other LGBT protections. How are Twitter users responding to this news?
Yeah, I looked at that Insta post and it starts off with just a couple of words. I am gay, and then goes on. It's almost an essay as a statement. On Twitter, let me just break down the feelings for people who are sharing. One is he's a hypocrite. Another one is as empathy. And those two feelings go backwards and forwards. But for context, I went to GLAAD and they said that Aaron Schock's statement fails to acknowledge the years of hurt that his votes against hate crimes, protections, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell are more cause LGBTQ Americans. Brian Wall pretty much sums up so many people's opinions on this matter. So you find came out, well, good for you, but we knew it years ago. So very versions of I am shocked, being very punny, lots of memes out there, but really basically saying, well, you're a hypocrite. Why did you vote in a homophobic way when you yourself were gay? That pretty much sums up the reaction.
I want to just ask you about one more story in the news. There's been a lot of reaction to the Skull Breaker Challenge that is gathering steam online. Now, first of all, what is it?
Okay. Good description for what it is. So you take a victim. You're basically a teenager. You take a victim. You stand at either side of your victim. So there are two of you and your victim is in the middle. You tell your victim, we are going to try out a new dance move. You jump up and down and then your victim does the same. And as they do it, you kick their feet from underneath them. They crash backwards, smashing their head on the floor. I know you can visualize it right now. It is a terrible thing to do. Not only are our kids doing it, they are videotaping it. And it is called the Skull Breaking Challenge. There have been fractures. There have been hospital visits. These are young kids, sort of 13, 14, 15, doing this. And basically, it's cyberbullying. On the TikTok social platform, which is a mobile platform, TikTok is saying that we are now banning it. You can't do it. Lots of people are now posting and saying it's really, really dangerous. Don't do it, kids. But more importantly, in New Jersey, two kids have been charged with aggravated assault mm-hmm. and endangering a child. So this, maybe when the law comes into it, may well stop youngsters from not trying it. I mean, they are young. Their brains are not fully formed. But if you do the skull-breaking challenge, it might not get there anytime soon.
It sounds like the dumbest thing I've heard since the people that were eating the Tide Pods.
Yeah, yes. Right. Femi, we can get dumber.
Femi, okay, host of the stream. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.